Hello guys, and again welcome to the LM podcast, and I'm your host Charit Sharma. So guys, in this episode of mine, I will tell you about keeping a balance between learning things and quitting between things. So guys, I'm pretty sure most of you have heard that we should not quit too early, or we should not like waste a lot of our time in pursuing things that are not for us. And what I believe about this is that we should learn to keep a balance between both of them. What do I mean by this? Is that, let's say for an example, that you are learning copywriting or writing as a skill, and after just a week or two you quit because you felt it was hard and you didn't enjoy it. But that would be quitting too early, because you haven't put much time in it yet, and you would have not seen, or you would not have been able to see results in just 1 or 2 weeks. But let's say it has been 2 to 3 years and you are not still seeing any kind of results or progress in copywriting, and that would be quitting too late. So you have to have a time or a limitations on yourself by which you have a like a measure to which you can understand a point of time in which you have to keep going, or you have to push ahead and keep learning that thing, or is it the final time, or it is finally the time that you should quit that thing. Let's say it is just like 2 to 3 weeks that you are learning to write copy, but what happens if you are gonna be resilient and do it for a few months and for a year? I am pretty sure you would see some results and some progress in your abilities, or in you might even earn some money. But let's say even after a year you are not good at it, or you don't just feel like it is for you, you can absolutely quit it. And I'm not saying that you have to take a year. It is up to you, like how long that time is for you. You have to decide it for yourself. But all I'm saying is that you should learn to keep a balance between quitting too early or quitting too late. It shouldn't be too early and it shouldn't be too late. Because if it is too early, you wouldn't have seen any results at all. It is natural that you wouldn't see results too early, because things require time for them to grow, and for you to grow as well, it will take some time. But even if after months or years you are not able to grow, then it is obvious that you should quit and do something else. And I cannot tell you a specific time or a period in which you can quit or keep pushing, because it is up to you. It can be if you are like 18 years old, if you are in your early 20s, if you are in early 30s, time means different for everyone in their age. For example, if I am like around 18 to 20 years old, I have a lot of time to invest in things, and I can even waste 1 or 2 of my years to find out things that I love and things that I enjoy doing. But if you are in your early 30s or 40s, you might not have much time to explore various things for a long period of time. So you will have to try and test out things fast and earlier than a person who is in his early 20s. So time is different for everyone and you have to decide it for yourself. But all I'm saying in this episode is that you should learn to keep a balance between quitting too early and quitting too late. Because if it is too late, you might not have that time back for you ever. But if you quit too early, you would have lost a chance to success or to succeed in a thing that you love. So that's all for today's episode. If you like it, please share it with friends, family, people you love and care about. Thank you again.